You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Going to tell you about our day yesterday in just a second, but this is too funny not to take these calls because it's just so on brand Joe Beningo. So we had a caller call up and said that Joe Beningo calls Brazoban, the Mets reliever, Barbizon. But
so we find out that Barbizon, first from Boomer's memory, was a beauty school in the city that still exists. But apparently there's also other tentacles of Barbizon.
I felt like Barbizon was like a franchise. Like,
okay.
It was around, like you could go to a Barbizon place. I thought it was a beauty school or maybe women would go there to get made up as a model. I don't specifically remember everything accurately about it, but I do remember that was being advertised all over the place.
Yeah, which is the fact that this is Joe's 40 and slip is just the most perfect thing.
Barzaban pitched last night, gave up a 2-run home run.
Oh, he doesn't say. He says, wait, but that one was different. What did he call him there?
Oh, Barzaban pitched last night, gave up a 2-run home run.
Now that's different. Barzaban?
Well, that one's different.
That's like marzipan, right? That weird stuff that you get in like a bakery in Queens. It's like wax. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, it's like an almond paste thing that they make into like little ducks and stuff. Barzaban. Barbizon.
Barzaban pitched last.
Barzaban pitched. He came in, and you know this guy's freaking terrible. But he's a little bit better than Barbizon though. He's just a little better than him. John and Carney, what's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, John?
I remember Barbizon being in Pine Brook, New Jersey. They had a warehouse, and there was always women going in and out of it, and supposedly lingerie inside.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the 1980s.
I mean, this is perfect. You know, John, this is absolutely perfect. That's where he got that from. Now, he obviously has called him many different names. Barzaban, whatever. But Barbizon. But the fact that 1980s warehouse women getting lingerie, and that's what Joe's brain goes when he's talking about a Mets reliever, it could not be the more perfect thing. Michael in North Carolina. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
You're missing the real story. The Barbizon was a hotel on East 63rd Street in New York. And it was an exclusive hotel for women who came to New York looking to make it big. And you'd have to go into the lobby to meet the girls. So Joe is thinking of the Barbizon Hotel where he must have met some broad.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I have to tell you a story. When I went to the Barbizon Hotel, and I meet this one, she's just unbelievable. She came over, and she was like, I don't know what it was, some sort of Eastern European. I think her name was Milka. Whatever.
Milka. Oh, boy. Anything for you?
Anyway, that is great. All right. So I'm going to bring you back to a few months ago. There's a guy from Sayville who reaches out through mutual friends of mine and says, hey, would you and Boomer want to play in the Golf Digest Open at Seawayne Club at the end of July? So I said, all right, you know, summertime or times we could take off. You know, what time is the shotgun start? Okay, it's 9 a.m. Let me see if we could take the day off. Take the day off. See if Boomer wants to play. If Boomer doesn't want to play, I'm going to bring another friend because I want to play. I know Boomer loves Seawayne.
I do.
Loves the golf course. So I'm assuming that he's going to say yes. He says yes. It's very, very nice. We get the full treatment there and the swag, and everybody is just so nice to us. Golf Digest did an amazing job at this event yesterday. And as we're playing, you know, what we did, so it's a two-man best ball. And what we did was, it's me and Boomer as a team, and then our foursome other guys are teams, and we switched the scorecards.
Andy and Matt, yep.
Right, you know, you switch the scorecards so the other team's keeping your scores, so there's no fudging or anything. And like, we're like, I don't know, through nine, and the guy's like, wow, you guys are doing pretty good here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, we're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's something about that Seawayne golf course, man, that I love the way that it's laid out and the way it just meets my eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and also, the Seawayne golf course is the place where I happened to, this is my fault, not Seawayne's fault, where I licked my golf ball and I had an allergic reaction to something that was on the golf ball. So this was like a redemption day for me. So I was locked in. I was like, I'm going to finish this 18. I'm going to play well. The last time I was here, I couldn't even finish. Because I had to go to an urgent care and get prednisone and a nebulizer. Yeah, so I'm like, we're gonna have a great day today, you know.
Yeah.
So we're playing and you know playing well and we're ham and egging, you know. So you take the best score out of the two. So you know if I have a bad hole, just happened that Boomer had a good hole. If Boomer had a bad hole, just happened that I had a good hole. We're just like things were going along, having a great day. It's warm, but it's beautiful. So then you know we're getting towards the end and the kid who's you know we're playing with, he's like, man, it's like. Like, you guys might be in contention here. So I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, whatever.
And I'm like, there's no way.
Right.
I mean, like, I thought we both played. Well, I know on a couple holes you played your ass off. It's like, I actually thought, like, if we played nine holes yesterday and you've just played nine holes, yeah. That was your best nine holes you've ever played.
It could have been. And it felt great. We were laughing. We were playing well. It's just like, that's what the game is at its pinnacle was yesterday, where you're playing well, you know, you're with people you like, and you're playing a great golf course, and it was awesome.
Once Milka showed up at the surf sides, we were good, man.
Yeah, Milka
showed up. Actually, high noons for me.
Yeah, yeah, right. Milka was great. She kept coming over to Boomer because she knew, you know, daddy needed a refill. But anyway, so we're playing, and then, you know, we finish up, and There was one point where I knew we were playing really well, and you know I hit this shot over the water over a bunker, and I'm like fist pumping, and I'm like, man, I'm like, maybe, you know, maybe there's something here. And I never have any chance to win anything in these golf tournaments ever, so you know it could be pretty good. So you know, we hand in the card, and you know I want to stick around because the guy we're playing with, his wife works for Golf Digest. He kind of knows the way that this thing works because I think you guys might be in the money here. I think you guys might finish top three.
And the top three actually go on to play.
Yeah, well, I'll explain. Yeah. So I didn't really know this. I just thought that the winner, so the number one team gets a driver, the number two team gets a wedge, and the number three team got some sneakers, right? So I think that was, and you got all the swag that they gave you. So I thought that was it, right?
Yeah.
So they're going through and they're rattling off the scores. Third place, so-and-so and so-and-so. All right. Now, you say, I got to beat the traffic. I want to go home. Oh, we're never going to win.
You got to understand, like, you know, Seawayne, it's down in Hewlett Harbor. Beautiful place to play golf. Love playing, but getting there, going through, like, snaking through Lynbrook and then through Hewlett Harbor. I mean, it's an impossible place.
It's not easy, no matter where you're coming from, unless you live on the golf course. It's not
and
even.
A lot of the guys we play with, yes, they came from Bergen.
Yeah, I know.
Jersey, and I'm like, holy God.
I know, it's a tough place. So you're like, I want to beat the traffic. I want to get out of here. And we're not going to win. I mean, you're like, I've been through this a million times. You think you're going to win, you're not going to win. So I'm like, I'm going to stick around because this may be the only chance I ever have of getting anything. So third place team, Okay, all right, very good. All right. Second place team. In first place today, Boomer and Gio. Like, what? And they go, congratulations, you qualified. And I said, qualified for what?
There you are with our trophy.
Yeah, by the way, yes, and I have the trophy right here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Here you go. So I brought this to you, C. Wayne Clove.
Oh, wow.
Golf Digest Open, first place.
I got one too, huh?
Yeah, we both got one.
Oh, nice.
We both got one. So they go, yeah, you qualify.
I know you gave me my my certificate too.
Yes.
That.
Yeah, to also to redeem your driver, your free driver as well. So anyway.
Actually, I want their hybrid.
So there you go. First place. As you see it on CBS Sports Network. So they go, you qualify. I'm like, qualify for what? What are you talking about? It's like, well, we do these Golf Digest Opens all over the country, and then, you know, the winners, the top three from each of the events, go down to Stream Song Resort for the national championship. I'm like, what? So then I look at this. So there's there was eight qualifiers from all over the country: California, Washington, Texas, Illinois, Tennessee, Connecticut, Myrtle Beach. And the last one was yesterday. At Sea Wayne. So we won the New York division.
So when is this championship?
Well, that's the problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is, and Stream Song, by the way, is this one, it's a beautiful golf resort in Bowling Green, Florida, that people absolutely love, rave about. So it's the national championship, which we qualified for.
Okay.
And the winner of that gets an all-expense paid trip to Ireland.
Oh, nice. Now I can take you to Ireland. Now I'm just going to take you to Pebble Beach next week. I can take you to Ireland if we win this thing?
But it's Sunday, September 7th through Tuesday, September 9th.
Opening week of the NFL season.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this is now like we can't.
You know what? How many opening weeks have I done? I've done probably 35 opening weeks.
Yeah, but at the very least, yeah.
I mean, we can't miss one.
It's a tough thing to miss, man.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's like a tough thing to miss.
First of all, you started playing in April of 2023.
22.
Okay. Yeah. Here we are a few months later, and you now are the Golf Digest Open champion in New York. Which is hilarious. Which is even more hilarious.
I couldn't stop laughing. I honestly couldn't. I said, this is the funniest thing ever. I bring this trophy home. I'm laughing about it. Gina's like, why are you laughing so much? I'm like, just because it's funny. I mean, it's more so than, like, you know, the fact. This is Jerry's YouTube video from the other day. So I'm like, just because it's funny. She's like, well, you guys should be proud. I'm like, we are. But it's also just hilarious how this whole thing unfolded. And we got to a point now where we're like freaking winning championships. It's just real. This is a good putt right here. There we go. But anyway, so now it's like we're the champions. We're the New York champs.
We are the champions.
And I don't think we can go. We got to put the show first, no?
I mean,
can we do the show from there? I don't know. It seems just tough, you know? And then also, you know, there's an alternate that's probably listening to this going, I wonder if we're going to Stream Song now. If they can't go, I feel like they should probably go instead of us. You know, we get to do cool stuff. Not that they don't get to do cool stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, we earned this.
I know. There's that.
I mean, I can't. When you called me and you told me we won, I was like, what? I thought we played well, but.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of good golfers there yesterday.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, there was a +4 in the field.
Yes, and that's, I think, you know, and it was all based on handicaps. So we did not have a better gross round than the +4, just so everybody knows. I'm not anywhere near in that range. It was awesome. It was funny. I was having a blast. These guys did a great job, but they're like, you got to let us know if you're going to go down and compete in the national championship. Golf Digest National Championship.
How do we not represent New York?
I know.
We represent Sea Wayne Golf Club.
Yeah.
So, the national championship.
That's right. So winners of the national championship win a golf trip to Ireland. I mean,
where do we get the choice of Ireland, or where do we go?
Here we go. Winners stay four nights at
Killeen Castle Cottages at Killeen Castle.
I'm trying to give you more experiences in your golf life. That would be a hell of an experience.
Now, do you think we have enough pull to change the dates of these things?
No, I don't.
Can we do it the weekend prior?
No.
Because then we could do it.
Let's just think about it. We'll think about it. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, are you there this morning? Or are you off again this week? Stephen's not there. Is it Andrew? Who we got?
I figured I'd come in today.
Oh, it is Stephen. Okay. So, Stephen, you think you guys could send down a camera crew to Bowling Green, Florida for the Monday after week one of the NFL? You think the guys over there at CBS Sports Network would be amenable to that?
Not for the show, just mural.
What's that?
To do the show or just to shoot you guys?
No. Do the show. You know, like, we're going to do the show from down there.
Yeah, but then again, we don't know what the tea times are.
Well, we can finagle that.
Like an 8 o'clock tea time.
Yeah, we can finagle that.
Yeah, but not finagle it.
That's a finagle spot. You know, that's a finagle spot. Listen, we got to do it. If you want us there, we'll be there.
We can't finagle.
A finagle spot.
No,
we're the New York champions. We could tell them we can't. We'll be down there. We have to tee off at 11.
They say 9 o'clock. You know, shotgun start like they did yesterday. We had to take off yesterday.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's the summertime, which is different. This is smack dab in the middle of football season.
But they don't give a damn about that. All they care about is their people that have won their tournaments.
Well, Steven, can you run that up the flagpole like you're prone to do and see if that would be a possibility?
Absolutely. I'll check the budget.
All right. Check the budget. Check the budget means no.
I mean, oh, my God. Let's go to this one real quick. Johnny and Tom's River, what's happening?
Hey, boys, what's happening, man? So this whole thing in New York got me sick. But, you know, that's the life we freaking live in anyway. I just wanted to share this, Boomer. You're, like, definitely the voice of the people, man, the needle mover. You guys, you and Phil were talking about wrestling and how athletes are the best athletes when they're wrestlers.
Yes.
And that night on the Yankee broadcast, Michael Kay, sure enough, talking about how wrestlers are the best athletes. I couldn't believe it. And then all the things you said about Luka, now he's writing a book about getting fit, and he's on the Michael Kay broadcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You know, John, you're right. He is a needle mover.
I mean,
this is a man who introduced me to the game of golf, and now we're side by side, shoulder to shoulder as champions of the New York division of the Golf Digest Open on our way to the national championship, potentially.
Needle moving.
Needle moving. Yes, Stephen Waldron, you want something to say?
So, well, I don't get to live the luxurious golf life you guys do. I play Torrey Pines list.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen.
That's good.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Send that email, will you?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's awesome. Did you win a trophy and a free driver and
a trip to
Stream Song?
Just a large bill.
Yeah, okay, right, exactly. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Stephen. Wow.
Torrey Pines is another nice place if you want to go play that.
No, of course. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm happy for Stephen, but...
Right.
I mean,
maybe next year we can win a trip to Torrey Pines somehow. The overall, maybe this is why Gina doesn't understand it. Like, you started 3.5 years ago.
Yes.
You played probably 250 rounds.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy. On top of practicing, on top of lessons.
Yeah.
And now you're the Golf Digest Open champion.
We are the Golf Digest Open champion.
What a trajectory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even more so, featured in the golf.com documentary series on golf on Long Island. Scratch reaches out to me and say, hey, can we film your guys' trip to Pebble? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, we had your boy Frankie and the YouTube guys. Borelli?
Oh, yeah, Frankie Borelli. Yeah, Trent Ryan over at Barstool.
Frankie and Trent, yeah.
And now we're partnering with Scratch to do a big YouTube video about our trip to Pebble Beach. I mean, this is the greatest thing ever.
Your life has been, like, it's been blooming. that's the only way I could put it. Your golf life has been blooming, man.
So, all right. So, I told Golf Digest that we would let them know.
By what did you put? Give a time?
I said by the, what do they call that? End of day, end of business or whatever. EOD. I told them EOD today.
All right.
So we got it. It's going to be tough because they got to let the alternates know. They got to make plans, you know?
I mean, did any alternate come up to you or anything yesterday?
Yeah, actually they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I said, hey. was like, someone psst me? Psst, psst. I was like, what? I'm right here. It's like, ah, oh, you guys think you're going to go? I'm like, ah, I mean, it's going to be tough, man. I can't guarantee anything right now. I want to talk to Boomer in person about it tomorrow. You know, but it's going to be tough because it's football season. He's like, well, we were in fourth. So we would be the people that went if you didn't go.
Is he whispering?
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you think? Someone's going to club you and take away your certificate? Like, what? Like it's okay. I think you're going to be all right.
Did they announce the scores as they announced the placement?
Yes, they did.
So you knew. You had to have known when the third place team got announced.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was absolutely floored by that.
I don't think he would. He wasn't sure whether it was second or first. So the third place team was announced. He knew that we had a better score than that team.
Yeah, but
I knew, like, you know, at many golf tournaments, because I've done this for years.
Yeah.
Like, the people are sitting there waiting to hear whether or not they have won.
Yep.
Holy God.
And we did. We did.
Wow.
I mean, if you're big hurls, you're like, guys, you can't do this. But then again, like, he's got to be, like, you know, proud of us. Should be very proud of us. I mean, you want to talk about representing.
I went and represented the station. We were class yesterday.
All class.
All class.
Right. Just call Milka and ask her.
So, all right. So, where are we with this? Do we have... So, CBS Sports Network's run up the flagpole. We got to run up our own flagpole.
Yeah, you know,
we also got to see if Jerry's available.
It's opening weekend. Could Jerry and Willie do it?
No.
You guys did Zoom shows like during COVID.
Yeah.
You can't do that again for a couple days?
But dialing then again, from a hotel? I don't know what the tee times are down at StreamSong. That's the other thing. Like, if they have a hard, like, 8 o'clock shotgun start, we can't, like, just get up from our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and we need to do the show on that Monday.
Yeah, we cannot miss that Monday. We have to be on the air that Monday.
NFL weekend.
We can't. We have to be on the air that Monday.
I have a relatively important question.
Yeah.
What about kickoff? Does this screw you up with kickoff?
No.
Big Zoom call last week about kickoff. So
no,
I
wouldn't.
Sure.
We would do that.
Kickoff with Mike Valenti would still be fine because I'd still be Friday. I'd still be here.
Oh, Friday. It's Sunday, right? It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is Sunday to Tuesday.
All righty.
Yeah. I mean,
you got Thursday night opener. You got the Friday night game in Brazil.
Yeah.
And then you got the, you know, full slate on Sunday. And then
the Jets and Giants are both 1 o'clock week one. Are they?
Do we know? I mean, and you got Pittsburgh and the Jets. That is
huge. Well, yeah, of course. It's a big thing. We understand that. We're not saying we're going to take that off. We're just wondering, is it possible to do the show and then also represent New York in the Golf Digest National Championship as the winners from the New York division? Can we pull off both? Is the question. Look at this.
You guys have a chance to win more than the New York football teams that day.
That is true. We certainly do.
Yeah, I think they're both at 1 o'clock, I think.
I know that the Steelers and the Jets
They both are.
Yeah,
they
the Giants. Are. Yeah, Giants, yeah. And the Commanders
great.
Are too.
Good job, guys.
All right.
Putting both New York teams opposite each other.
It's going to happen most of the year because they both stink.
Well, I mean, I think both are going to be vastly improved. I think both are going to have a hell of a different look this year. I'm not saying they're going to win 9 games and go to the playoffs, but I think they're both going to have a much better team. You know, Phil was in here last week. He said, man, the Giant defensive line is ridiculous, and this Abdul Carter explodes off the ball. You see Cam Scataboo making a nice catch off of a deflection yesterday.
This Killeen Castle is a nice place.
You're going to be, oh my God, the next 2 hours are going to be insufferable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're very late here because we were talking about winning the New York leg of the Golf Digest Open and getting an invite to the Golf Digest National Championship down at Stream Song Resort. And it's tough. It's week one of the NFL. I did get word, though, because you're worried about tee times. I did get word that they would make sure that we could get the show in on Monday and then tee off after that.
There you go.
But we have to make sure that we can make the show work.
Zoom.
From down there.
We made the show work from five different homes for months. You're going to tell me they can't do one show on a Zoom? You can't get an Ethernet cable for 5 hours?
Hey, you're speaking my language, Jerry.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm here. Eddie and Al will be here. And you guys are in one spot on a Zoom.
I mean, Boomer over here, I don't know. I don't know how all in he is about being a national champion. Me, on the other hand. Listen, I get it. He does a lot of travel. It's different for him. This is new to me. It's not new to him.
This is the beauty, though, of not having to work the NFL today.
I have created an absolute epic
monster.
I'm with
him on this, though. This seems like a very fun experience.
He has become a crazy human being about this.
I don't think I'm acting any different than any other person who loves the game would act. By the way, the second place team, when they found out they were going to Stream Song, the guy was calling his wife, going, "Yeah, we're going to Stream Song!" Right? I mean, it's a cool thing.
I think it is, too. And I think if you have the ability to do the show, you're not taking off.
No, we can't.
If you have the ability.
That's the prerequisite. Right. We have to be on the air that Monday. We have
and
to do a
show.
Who
cares where you're doing it from?
I mean, there could be people who care where we're doing it from.
Yes.
That are higher ups here.
Higher ups. You never know about the higher ups. You got to work with the higher ups first and foremost.
Yeah, you know? The higher ups.
Given the fact that this thing was so first class yesterday,
yeah,
it's like one of the really more enjoyable golf tournaments. Maybe it's because I love the golf course.
Well, also, they really did a great job.
The way they just organized it and everything was great. I mean, so I'm assuming this is all expense paid going down there and everything.
It's winning teams earn free entry into 2-day competition at Stream Song. I'm assuming.
It's not one of these things where we have to hit a link and...
That I don't know.
Didn't you have to hit a link for your thing in Jersey? One of those links.
We had a great time at that. It was awesome. Yeah, it was worth every penny.
Okay.
It was as good as it gets.
I agree.
By the way, Boomer this morning goes, "Where'd you guys finish on Friday?" I said, "We were 11th. We were proud of that. He goes, "You need Big Daddy to come in first."
I'm Boomer Esiason.
I was kidding.
It was hilarious. That's why I'm sharing it.
All right.
There's Jerry at the Breezy Open. Look at that swing. Sweet swinging Jerry Recco. That's what they call him.
Jerry Recco, the BEF flag and anthem shirt.
Yes, I did.
I love that, Jerry.
And I'll tell you where I got that. I'm not even joking. I turned on you and Phil in the morning. I saw CeeLo was wearing that. I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing that shirt.
Oh, okay.
By the way, he had a winter glove on that he would continue to play with.
Well, because my other one ripped the day before.
I offered you a brand new glove out of the package.
I was fine. It didn't matter. It was fine. It was the other hand that was the issue. sweating like a pig.
Smacking me on the ass like a psycho. I mean, jeez.
They got a lot of footage, CBS Sports Network, now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and even more so if we win the national championship down at Stream Song.
Do I get to come video you guys?
Yeah, I mean, if it's up to me, sure, right? If it's up to me, sure.
You better talk to the higher-ups.
I mean, this
I
is
can
just
be the guy running around with the GoPro.
Listen, I totally understand the priorities, and we would never miss that Monday show. However, this is a rare situation that I don't think we're ever going to be in again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do.
Jason of West Caldwell. Jason, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Love your show. This is what I was thinking. It would be awesome. You guys do the show from the golf course. And even if you have your tee times were earlier, get mic'd up and do the show as you're golfing. That would be awesome.
Would be awesome. You know what, Jason? I love the way your brain works. That would be damn near impossible to pull off on live radio.
Yeah.
But I love the innovation that you're thinking of here. But, I mean, if we could do the show, be on CBS Sports Network, be on the radio, deliver the things we need to deliver for that day from a football standpoint, and still represent New York as the champions of the Golf Digest
All right,
Open.
So, Stephen Waldrum from CBS Sports, do we still have the capabilities of doing it via the Zoom the way that we did it during COVID?
Depending on their setup down there.
As long as they had wired Ethernet connect, correct?
We would need the wired connection.
Yeah, strongest connection possible.
Yeah, but we could still do it, though.
Hypothetically, yeah.
That's good news, because I got fiber optic out in Bridgehampton. I may start doing that.
All right. Buddy just texted me. Does this mean you're out on the Kiwanis Club outing on 9/8?
See, I'm telling you, see, now what happens? You have all this collateral damage that's going on right now.
Glenn and Groton, what's going on, Glenn?
How you doing?
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, I qualified at the Lake of Isles qualifier in Connecticut.
Okay. So you are? Did you win the thing? You're just top three.
Top three. We came top three gross.
Okay. If you have any questions about what it's like to win, we're here for you now. But but anyway, so obviously you're going.
Yeah, I already got the info. I know you guys were talking about, like, tee times and how it all works and all expenses paid. If you win, it's all expenses paid. So you guys are all set.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cha-ching, baby. Now, that helps.
The second and third place is $500 for a guy.
I mean, listen, that's not bad at all. And Glenn, they said they would maybe move the tee times around. Would that be upsetting to other qualifiers like yourself? Like, these guys now are manipulating the tee times, so they have to do a radio show, or will it be respected amongst the other community, you know, the community of other winners, saying these guys are prioritizing their jobs and are also representing their championship region? Like, how would you take that?
That'd probably be fine, because you guys would be playing in the afternoon when it's 98 degrees.
Well, we played yesterday when it was 100 degrees. Yeah, so yeah, yeah, you're pretty good in those conditions.
Yeah,
it's a little different down there.
Not yesterday, man. You talk about swamp ass. I mean, Gio's walking around like diapers yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough. It was definitely tough.
He had a tough one yesterday.
Yeah.
Monday of the tournament is tee times from 8 a.m. to 1:30.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you're fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, the shotgun start.
Okay.
Do you know what time that thing starts on Tuesday?
I believe 8 a.m.
Well, it's same thing. It says, you know, 8 a.m. to 1:30. So.
No, 8 a.m. shotgun start.
Oh, it's a shotgun start,
on Tuesday.
That's at least Tuesday, though. That's not
Tuesday.
Oh, you take that day off.
It's a Tuesday. Well,
you are such a finagler right now. You are finagling, like, he is trying to finagle me, Glenn. Is it worth, it's obviously worth going to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys got to represent, especially it'd be good publicity for the show down there.
I mean, you're talking my language. Yeah,
thanks, Glenn. I'm not sure we need more publicity, but I'm just, like, you are finagling. You are like, what?
Everybody stop talking about us. You take any publicity you can get. Yes. No matter where it is, you take it. As long as it's good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think you really need to talk to the higher-ups, because if you can make this work, I think you go. It sounds really cool.
It's also like chances are this ain't going to happen again. Like, this is a very rare, like, the conditions were ripe yesterday for us to go out there. We had just played the place. I was locked in because I almost died on the golf course. So, like, the redemption story for me
It was redemption. I would say, like I told him earlier, for nine holes, it was the best nine holes I think he played.
Good for him.
He had a couple, you know, that one along the water down there.
Well, yes, we both. But that was the thing about yesterday, the reason why.
We won.
Was because if I had a turd hole, he had a great hole. You know, if he ended up with a bogey, I ended up with a, you know, net birdie, whatever it was. So it just ended up working out really, really well. So anyway, all right, so we got some info. This is one of these things I'm scared to ask. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm scared.
Well, I think you have by doing this.
I'm just, you know, it's funny, like, if like, the architect walked in here, just go, just kidding.
I mean, any of this.
You're going to be missing a football Monday.
Yeah, no,
just, it was all a joke, I swear.
Well, it's not a joke because we got a award right
here. It's
kind of cool.
The thing is, it's not a joke, but I really want to go. All right, we do have to take a break. Jerry, is there anything that we...
No, Mets lost late last night in San Diego, and the Yankees lost to the Rays as well. Other than that, no, we'll get you all the sound coming up next hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
If there's a mouth trumpet competition, that's also something I might be able to come in first place with. Like yesterday, we came in first place at the Golf Digest Open at Sea Winkle.
All right, I know in your mind you can't say it enough.
Yeah.
That you were the champion.
We were the champions.
Yeah, we were the champions.
I said we.
I know, but just with dignity and with... poise and with appreciation. Hey, that's how we win.
I could not be more appreciative.
Bad for the guys that I don't feel bad for them, but you know, there were a lot of guys there yesterday and gals that were trying to do what we did and they didn't do it, and they probably feel a little bit upset this morning about the fact that we're sitting here and you're gloating about
I'm
it. So show a little class.
I'm not gloating in their face. I'm proud of the fact that we were able to pull it off, and I don't want to make anybody feel bad about
you
it.
Just
but I mean,
act like we've been there before.
I haven't. That's the thing. I've never experienced. It's the same thing I told you yesterday when you're like, I kind of want to beat the traffic. I'm like, I understand, but like, I got to stick around because if we actually do win this thing and I'm not here, I'll be so upset because I don't. This may never happen again.
I understand. You know, getting out of Hewlett Harbor and Lynbrook is a nightmare. You are south of Sunrise Highway down there. They have more lights per square inch down there than, I swear to God, anywhere on Long Island.
Yeah, it's sort of like if 347 and William Floyd Parkway had a baby. That's what the roads are like
down
over there.
In Tribeca is not much better, but it felt like they took Tribeca's road, like, because Manhattan's a grid.
Yes.
Until you get down to Tribeca and the financial district. And right. I don't know, somebody was drunk when they were laying this thing out.
Doesn't make any sense.
So they took that and they put it in Hewlett Harbor and Lynbrook. That's what it feels like.
I know. I mean, you look at the ways, you're like, what type of sharp-ass turn do I have to make here?
I don't know if they've had to do a study on this. They got to take Sunrise Highway down there and take the damn lights off away. The Sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, you're probably too young to remember this.
That the lights went all the way.
All the way on Sunrise Highway. There were lights all the way up and down Sunrise Highway until somebody decides that, you know, we got to make this into a highway.
Yeah.
And get these lights off of here and build some bridges and, you know, shut some of the crossways over. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I mean, so they could do it. It's possible. A lot of infrastructure.
Yeah.
A lot of dollars.
Don't we have, like, infrastructure money? It's all over Sunrise Highway and the LIE. Everywhere you turn, there's another freaking orange barrel or sign. That, by the way, I want the contract for orange barrels.
Oh.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that is a
they're
great.
They're on the GCP. They're everywhere.
That is true. I don't know who's got that, the orange barrel contract, but whoever is rolling in right now. They're probably in Croatia on a yacht.
Somewhere.
Hey, what do? I make the orange barrels that you see everywhere in the tri-state area when they're doing construction.
Also want the contract for the traffic lights, because there are traffic lights everywhere.
It's another good one, for sure. All right, let's go to Dan and Carteret. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on? Looks like my DM I sent you on your Instagram story was accurate.
What about? So I wrote.
Yeah, wasn't it Boomer? Wasn't it Boomer? Wasn't pictured because he had to leave.
Yeah,
Boomer
wasn't
pictured because he wanted to leave. He wanted to evade the traffic.
Well, okay. He had to leave because he had to get back and be Boomer and be fresh for the morning.
Hey, by the way, I stayed.
You did.
I had a drink. I had, you know, we ate lunch with the two guys that we played with.
Yeah.
I hung around. I was hotter than hell. I'm 64 years old, and I get annoyed at traffic, Dan. Why can't you understand that?
Hey, I get annoyed at traffic, too. I hate traffic as well, but you wanted to leave. I get it. It's all good. I got I had a golf question for you, Boomer, but I got redirected by Fleeg, so I'll just talk about the Anthony Volpe story.
Yes, let's hear that, please.
So for Friday, I went to the Yankees game, Yankees versus Phillies Friday night. Was Anthony Volpe bobblehead giveaway night. And normally, the stadium opens the gates on the bobblehead giveaways because they're so popular 2 hours before first pitch. So that's supposed to be at 5 o'clock, they open the gates to the stadium. The Hard Rock supposed to open up an hour and a half before that at 3:30. I had a 3:30 reservation so I can go in, get out of the heat, get in the air conditioning. You know, I'm 48 years old. I was hot as hell. Yeah. Volpe family had like a huge party reserving the whole patio of the Hard Rock, the outside patio, not the inside restaurant. Anyway, it was a whole scene. I wound up talking to Anthony Volpe's dad, Michael, and he shared with me while we were at the bar inside the Hard Rock, he bought me a shot of whiskey, that his wife, Isabel, loves Boomer, has a crush on Boomer. Mm. It's her favorite show is WFAN Morning.
That's very nice.
And she has a big thing for you, Boomer.
Oh,
wow. You know what? Because I respect and like her son, and I want everybody to get off his back and give him a chance to grow into being hopefully the ball player that everybody thinks he can be.
Yeah, we'll see. What a nightmare it caused, though, that big party of theirs. It became a whole thing with the blame game, Yankee Stadium operations, Securitas. I didn't get to go into the Hard Rock until almost 5. That's the security company. I didn't get to go into the Hard Rock until almost 5:30 with a 3:30 reservation because Yankee Stadium operations, like, shut it down, was only letting tour groups go through and New York Yankee
House reservations.
It was nuts.
You know what, Dan? I mean, you may not look at yourself like this, but I do. You're a VIP. I mean, you should be treated like a VIP over there. You pour a lot of money into that place. You're dedicated. You know, you make moves when you're in there, and that to me, it's disappointing here. Now, the Yankees are a first-class organization. But this was a situation that obviously wasn't handled right, and one of the VIPs got pissed off, you know, and they should give you a gift certificate or something, or an extra bobblehead so you could sell on Craigslist.
There was a lot of pissed off people because they kept the reservations that we had, reservation people for Hard Rock, at bay outside in that sun. Well, first it started pouring, then the rain cleared, and we were sweating because it got all hot and steamy and humid, and it was not good, but...
Yeah, I mean,
what are you going to do? They dropped the ball.
I could just imagine you hot and steamy with those clammy hands of yours.
Oh, my God.
Like every time you shake his hand, he's got clammy hands for some reason.
But he's got the big, like, man hands, you know, like he could.
Meat hook hands.
Yeah, unscrew anything just with his bare hand.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a tool, doesn't need a vice grip or anything. And just say, I'll just take that.
You could throw him up at the Brooklyn Bridge and he would unscrew a screw up there on one of those girders.
Oh, yeah. Like he could probably hang off of the Brooklyn Bridge for like 3 or 4 days with those hands.
Did you ever see that piece of art where they have the guys sitting on.
Yes, of course. Yeah, the picture, the famous picture of them sitting, building the bridge.
Yeah, I also think a bronze, I think.
Okay.
And I could see him being one of those guys.
That's definitely Dan and Carteret's grandfather up there.
Should be.
100%.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.